We're talking now to Ana Lopez, sex worker and secretary of the sex industry branch of the GMB.
The International Union of Sex Workers is a collective that myself and a group of sex workers and friends created about 2 years ago. The sex industry is a very large industry. It's a millionaire industry where some people make a lot of money, but these people are not usually the ones who do the actual sex work. And I started working in the industry as a phone sex worker, and I realized that although I liked my job and I didn't feel extremely exploited, I didn't have a union to go to if I wanted to complain about my pay or something that happened at my workplace.
Can you explain how people can positively support the sex workers union?
People can support the sex workers union by not stigmatizing against sex workers, by accepting that we are whole people, but mostly we are workers. And they can participate in events that we organize, the May Day event.
Could you tell us a little bit about the activities that you'd be taking part in during the Festival of Alternatives?
Yes, May Day is going to be a really exciting day because it's the first time that we are celebrating Workers' Day as an official union branch. So we're going to be present at the official trades union march that goes from Clerkenwell to Trafalgar Square. And we're very excited about that because we're there with the labour movement. And also at 5 o'clock on May Day, we're going to go to Soho because that's obviously the famous red light district in London. And we're going to have a celebration. We're celebrating Workers' Day. We're celebrating the fact that we've just recently been recognized as a union. And we're celebrating our own identity as well. I mean, it's very important to have this element of cultural celebration because there's no way sex workers can claim their rights if they don't have self-esteem, if they don't have pride in themselves. So it's also a celebration of ourselves, of our identity and the work we do. And it's obviously an open event, and we hope lots of people, not only sex workers, will be there. It's also good for other people in society to socialize with sex workers and realize that sex workers are not different people. We are people like anybody else, your sisters, your mothers and brothers and fathers, and it will be great. Most people think that sex workers do not have a brain, they're all ended up in the sex industry because they've been forced or abused, and those are all myths that can only be broken up if people dare to look at the sex industry and look at sex workers as whole people. Not all sex workers have been forced into the industry. Some of us chose it because it's a place where you can have a flexible job, where you choose your own hours, you are independent, and you can make a good amount of money. And by supporting the union, all you're doing is supporting the rights and supporting an organization that is trying to improve the conditions of people who work in the sex industry at the moment. So if you think that sex workers are victims, the more you have a reason to support an institution that is trying to improve the conditions in the sex industry.
Thanks, and far from sounding like a victim, you all sound like incredibly strong women, and I hope you continue doing the fantastic work that you're doing.